Patty No. Welcome, one and all.
Hi.
This is a podcast about four single ladies search for love, laughter, and perfect patio in
Portland, Oregon.
That's right. That's right. Which we love.
And where are we today, ladies?
We are at Green Dragon.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, this is the best seat in the house because we're under trees.
Yeah.
Blocking out any remnants of the cruel, cruel sun.
So hot.
Which had the goddamn nerve to make it 94 degrees today.
Like 3 days. We've had 3 or 4 days of 90, over 90s.
It's too much.
That's too much.
It's too much.
It's a dry heat. Like in the Midwest, you walk outside and it's like off the sauna. You know what I mean?
Right,
like it makes like a huge difference. But still, I don't have any air conditioning here. There's no exit.
That's 97 degrees. That's
the big problem in Portland with this degree of weather is no one's prepared for it.
Yeah.
That's right. For a month, it's like being back in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it, y'all.
Sensible people. Oh, an air conditioner.
For 10, 15 days a year.
Yeah.
I work at home, so that's the crappy part because, when you go to work, you can
escape stuck in there.
And you're like,
I've been taking my dogs with me, and we've all been camping out in the air conditioning.
Yeah, you have to. Oh, poor dogs. Yeah.
Well, let's do some introductions. I am Olivia Shanrock, and to my left is...
Sarah.
All right.
And I am actually on hiatus from a summer bedmate, because it is too fucking hot. Last night, I was like, I'd really love to get laid, but I do not want anyone touching me or being near me in this bed right now.
Be on top, make pamper
only
babies.
Rich people, babies. Only rich people with air conditioning are having sex right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Oh, why do they have to have everything?
Get it all.
So time to focus on rich boys for the summer. Time to find rich boys, ladies.
Who else do we have here?
Patsy.
Patsy, do you have a tagline?
Patsy is going offline.
Going offline.
Patsy's taking a break.
From the online dating or Facebook?
She should do both.
Just shut her down.
She's going to just enjoy the rest of the summer, living life, doing what she wants to do.
With what's right in front of you.
Right.
All right. I like that.
Online dating's a good winter activity.
It is.
True. Get you out of the house.
It's consuming too much of my time and nothing's happening.
See, this is one reason I'm so reluctant. I'm like, I don't even have time to, if it weren't for this, I would never even hang out with you guys, probably.
I know.
Because I'm so busy, it's stupid. Yeah. And so I don't have time for some guy that's going to turn out to be weird.
I'm trying to reevaluate my life.
Yeah.
But take every opportunity when it comes in front of me.
Yeah. We are missing Sharkeel. Mm-hmm. She's off being a work robot.
She's a working too.
And she found that end date. I keep asking her.
September 14th, I think.
Oh, is it?
Is what I've heard. It's her last day of working. So, we'll have her, and when we have her, she'll be more lively.
Yeah, she's been a robot.
And we have an extra special guest.
Yay!
Because, welcome back.
Yay! My name is Stephanie Pirtle.
And you are single, or?
I'm always single.
Always single, but trying not to be?
I don't know. I mean... It's just so hard to even try. I do so much with comedy and everything. I was just thinking about it. I was like, I don't even have time. I want to learn how to edit video. I want to learn how to do Adobe Illustrator and all this stuff. And I was realizing, I just don't have time. But that's crappy because every once in a while, I wouldn't mind someone being around. Yeah. So, I don't know. And then I was just talking to people, and they're like, you have to dedicate time to it. And it's every time you go on an OkCupid date, and let's make this the online dating episode or something.
It should be.
But every time you dedicate a whole night to it, and your night is gone, and then it's just this loser guy, and you got all dressed up, and
shaved your legs.
That's optimistic.
We should share messages that we've gotten, and stories.
Yes.
Ladies, my update is that I've gotten messages because I finally did it. I accepted the challenge and I put up an online...
And you're getting messages.
Yay! Tell us about that.
I've gotten 3 messages so far and I've been up over a week, which everyone's like, you're going to get tons of them, and I haven't. So But I haven't picked the most flattering pictures of myself. I've kept it real out there, folks, because I don't want anyone to show up and be like disappointed. So I'm like, we're gonna have some interesting pictures there. But I think that is, who knows what that is.
That's good. So, that's exactly how I feel. Like, I don't want someone to see a look of disappointment in someone's face when they walk in the door.
But I have had some messages. One, which I only wish Sharky was here to hear this one, was just a smiley face.
That's her favorite.
Yeah. Well, I say it with
her. She frowny faces.
And the more she hates it, the more I love to emoticon her.
Yes.
You had me at semicolon parentheses. Oh, so
romantic. Do you feel colon slant about that? I think she does.
Semicolon parentheses.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Learning.
So was that really it? He just...
Yeah, that was it.
Did you respond?
Oh, he got to do better than that.
You should have responded with the penis. Because remember... I think it was with Gabe and...
Was that the night that I made up the sweater vest emoticon?
Yes.
Just send him a sweater vest. He won't even know what it is.
It's a vagina.
The thing I made up was a sweater vest.
That was a great night, because we just took the emoticon and we took it live. Like, it was...
Yeah. No, that is fantastic. So I didn't respond to him. Another one just said that he really liked Morrissey, and I was thinking about responding to him that I didn't.
Wait, was that a non sequitur? Like, do you have anything on your profile about Morrissey?
Yeah, no, I do.
Oh, okay.
Like, that I like the Morrissey, and he's like, great one on the Morrissey, like, Smiths are my favorite band, blah, blah, blah. So, and I was going to say, oh, there's the Smith night and stuff like that, but then I'm like, now I'm inviting him out to...
Yeah.
And that's kind of your jam, yeah. And so, like, if he shows up and you're creeped out, then what if he hangs out there all the time, you know what I mean?
Well... Yeah. So then there was a guy who was just like, I see you like Game of Thrones. Have you read the books? And like, I see we're only 1% enemies. That's the lowest I've seen. And so I wrote back like, yeah, I read the books first and I'm really happy with this series and the way they did it. And so I was like, oh, of course I'm attracting the Game of Thrones guys. And like, all of my matches have dragons in their profiles. So it's appropriate. We're talking about this at the Green Dragon. And then I just posted it because I was like kind of drunk and was like, I should respond to this one because I'm gonna get in trouble from Shark U if I don't respond to any of them. But then I was thinking, 1% enemy? Like, I have a lot of 0% enemies. Like,
so yeah, what is he doing?
What's he doing that he's getting so many enemies?
Well, 1% really. Well, 1% not that bad.
Well, but he was like, most people I'm higher than. So it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, there's probably, I think there's a significant portion of people.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think on my questions, I put a lot of like, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
There you go. Yeah.
You're. What, you know, like, stuff. There's a certain thing that's, like, a women's right to choose. That's a very important one. Like, do you think evolution should be taught in school? Yes. I only want to date people who believe that evolution should be taught in
school.
Agreed, yeah. Basically, yeah, when I got the breakdown of, like, what states my matches were in, like, Oregon and Massachusetts was one, and then Oregon was second. I was like, really? Like, Oregon? Yeah, they're that basic, but then it's also, like, if you go look up your worst enemy, like, because this one guy I knew, he looked up, and some girl's profile said, reading is for poor people, seriously.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I tried going through my enemies, but I didn't find anything that funny.
Well, I mean, what do rich people do to get around reading? Like, you just have someone talking to you all the time, like, it says no parking here. Like, you can't do it.
You just hired George R.R. Martin to come in and sit and tell you stories, is what, I guess.
You have a surf that, like, hangs out in your passenger seat.
Reading is for poor people? Oh, that is rich. Oh, wow.
And I must be really poor.
You should look up your enemies, I think.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah,
that
would be really funny. Because you're so, like, compatible and, like, you're so pleasant to get along with that they'd be like, what devil does that attract?
It would have to be someone that's like, mostly I'm just, like, robbing people and punching them in the face.
I like kicking kittens.
Yeah. So how many of them are you going to reply to? Two of them?
So, I mean, I guess I could reply to the Morrissey guy.
Why not?
He didn't, yeah, he didn't, like, totally strike my fancy. But then there's the quick match, which I like to do, where you just rate them. And so I didn't realize, because I signed up with an email that I don't use regularly, yeah, that I just use to sign up for shit. Yeah. And so I went through it today, and I was looking, and so all the people that rated me showed up in there, and there's some more interesting people there. But of course, it's the guys that are like, I'll rate you a 4, but I won't
message you.
So yeah. Now you send me a message. Yeah. You know, so
I did that once.
Which I'm like, is safer, and I've rated guys 4s and 5 yeah. that I haven't messaged.
It's just. And then they're kind of retarded.
Yeah, it's super. And then it's the quiver magic.
There's like so many facets of it. Yeah.
That they picked for me, and all of those dudes are way hot. But I'm just like, is that? But they're all like, people say I'm cocky and
because you are
the hot dude that is on here that would be like, nah, whatever, you know. So I'm just like, I don't even know. I get now. I'm at the point where I'm interested in it. Mm-hmm. Have something up. I'm doing it, but like. I can't fully just commit and be like, I'm gonna go on there and message all these people and mm-hmm. stuff. So I'm just like, well, at least check one, like,
yeah. Our schedule permits. Yeah. It's a good thing to do, like, in the meantime, in between things that are happening in real life, I think.
Yeah. Of which there's not. Have you looked up something?
I looked up my 100% enemy. It was in Sarajevo.
And my 99% enemy lives in Cairo.
What are their,
That means you're racist.
And Texas.
White Afro.
Imagine that. Wonder what we don't have in common. Oh. They're all, but the guy from Texas is also in Eastern Europe, which is interesting because I am Eastern European. Like, that's my heritage.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, anyways... well, I'm very, very excited for you, Sarah, to be online.
Thank you.
Yeah,
please
that's fantastic.
Do not let my bitterness interfere.
No, I mean, I'll brew my own bitterness.
Yeah.
Enough, I'm sure.
It's
but,
a tea I'm ready to make.
But at least
no, it's good. And I think it puts you out there, and it puts out the vibe. It puts out the energy of I'm looking, I'm wanting.
Mm-hmm.
This is depressing. There's a little thing on OkCupid that says no one has contacted them this week. Go for it. I was like, that's sad.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
do I want to know that? That's I want people to like.
Maybe find your worst enemy on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, and then I realized, like, so I wrote in two places. I read dragon related literature, and then that's a lot of the matches I'm getting. And then today I was looking through I get a snowboarding magazine subscription, and I was looking through that, and I'm like, oh, these guys are so cute. And I was like, duh, why didn't I put I like the snowboard on my profile? So I start getting, like, hooked
yeah.
up with,
other ideas. Yeah,
yeah, I'm just like, I only wrote dragon books, not snowboarding. And I had to choose a demographic of men.
Right.
Maybe
heavy on snowboarders and not
true, good
dragon.
Point.
So that's my update. There's no actual real life update, and
because we don't count the anybody creepy that talked to us in Vegas, right? Like that doesn't count.
No.
Like a creepy guy in Vegas at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. Let's not even bother.
Trying to get us back to their hotel.
Right. Right.
That happened, guys. Just telling you. That's not an update. So you might know that we're back. From Vegas, and this episode goes up after our Keelan episode, which has been a little out of order for Maria Bamford.
Yes,
like,
indeed.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
We bumped her right up.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so cool that you guys had her on there.
She was delightful.
She was delightful.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, just, and I mean, that's not an act, folks. She was nice with the mic off.
I know.
So she was really, really great.
So sad I missed that.
Yeah, we
had to have
too.
A phone in.
I don't know if the phone in made it on the show.
It was tough to hear.
Yeah, so I was imagining
know.
It. Was.
But we went to Vegas. You haven't heard that show because we're still deciphering what.
Well, there's a lot that needs to be cut.
That's right.
And what to leave and what not.
Just because I, you know, revealed my true identity.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a lot of things that happen that I just need to decide whether I'm ready to share with the world yet.
If that needs to stay in Vegas.
Yeah.
Or if
yeah.
that can be broadcast to our worldwide listeners.
I will give you a hint, though. If you ever get a chance, Carrot Top, worth the trip. Worth the trip. That's all I'm going to say on that. That's all I'm going to say. For now.
Are you going to say...
Should we give a hint? Because somebody got married.
Well, let's just say I got an update.
Yeah.
And eventually we'll...
But what were the... Yeah, there were four big updates that happened in Vegas.
Someone got married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone went home with a high roller.
Mm-hmm.
Someone won big. And what happened with...
Mini.
Not to say that any of those things happened to us.
No. Minnie might have been the one that got married. I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway.
But it, coming soon.
Anyway. Yeah. We had a great time
we
in Vegas.
We need a little extra work.
Make it all back.
We all made it back. There are some delicious tweets.
There are fantastic tweets. And there are even better pictures. But those...
Well, some of us might want to run for public office.
It's true. I mean, if we did, we probably wouldn't admit it here because
we wouldn't want that connection to be made.
There are 30 something episodes of things that we wouldn't want said if we were running for office.
That's true.
Oh, so. Also, I will say pinkies all the way up for Block Party and for Santa Gold.
Yes.
We saw them both.
Yep.
Late show, which sucked at the time, but they delivered. It was worth the wait for sure.
Stephanie, have you been to Vegas?
Mm-mm. I don't know if I ever want to, though. It's not, just artificial. It's like Disneyland.
It's kind of exhausting.
It is
in a way.
I'm so exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, really, staying one night, maybe two nights is plenty.
Two nights. Because the first night, you're not going to sleep.
Right.
And then the second night, maybe you'd need somewhere to crash, but yeah.
What I will say, as far as a change, I don't know if we're going to reveal our Vegas updates, but I didn't take anyone home. Like, I don't have a solid update. But I will say I hollered at some folks. I did some...
You put yourself out there?
Yeah, I did. That's a little good. What you doing? You were with me. Patsy, every time you look at me confused.
Well,
and
I had four locos.
That's true.
Oh, no.
And
that
I guess I just found out that's illegal in most states.
Yes, it's awful.
And for a reason. I had a 2-day hangover.
I'm sorry, you just
like
you're the only one.
Yeah, from
she
four
had
local.
Four locos.
Oh,
awful.
That's horrible. Don't
you?
I
know. Trish, how do you get the win in Vegas?
I want to, is there a Four Loko artisan bar around here?
I think
a Four Loko artisan bar? We should, okay, dibs. Dibs, everyone.
Like,
Olivia called
dibs. I want to do the sour, but since it's only...
Okay.
We took a little pause to order. So we're back, and we're still exploring their enemies.
I mean, it's just fascinating.
Is it OkCupid? OkCupid, enemies?
It's fascinating to look at the people that are the exact opposite of you.
Yeah.
According to this metric. And, like, I looked at my enemy, and the reason we're enemies is because he answered three questions. And one was his sex drive, which is insatiable. he likes to cut people during sex.
What?
And a third question that was, there's never such thing as too many partners.
So that those three questions is, I think, the only three questions he
made
answered.
Public.
And
probably has a bunch of private ones.
But I answered all of those the opposite, as you can imagine.
You did?
Yeah, I don't
How
like...
How strange.
That's weird,
You don't
right?
like to cut people during sex?
No,
why not?
I don't even
Weirdo.
Know.
Weirdo.
Where? Somebody's L7 at the table. L7.
I'm just trying to figure out how cutting would come into sex.
Why would you... Wait, so those were just random things he offered up about himself? Here's what I would like you to know about me. Yeah.
Well, my 97%...
I bet he has lots of enemies. I'm just saying.
Enemy. Lives in Marietta, Georgia.
Which is where Patsy is from.
Uh-huh. He believes contraceptives are a sin.
Oh.
But he's looking for sex tonight.
What is he going to do with his baby, then?
That's just so convenient.
That seems like a tomorrow problem. And... He also believes homosexuality is the sin.
Of course he does.
So. See, this is like an exercise in reading about how like profiles like mean nothing. You know what I mean? Like this guy is my number one enemy. He's like, I'm really good at making my woman feel loved, adored, appreciated, and supported in every way possible. And it's like, that's awesome. That's like really nice. And then he's like, you're on the street and you encounter somebody speaking a foreign language. What's your reaction? You're in my country. Speak our language.
Oh, my God.
Like, well, that's why we have those questions.
Well, there it is.
No,
yeah.
I mean, you think those questions are silly, but it does actually... Because you're like, everybody answer it? Like, why is this obvious? But it's not.
And living in Portland, we are very sheltered. Like, I was at a wedding, and my friend, there's this girl from D.C. who is a sorority sister, and they're all from the East Coast, and she's dressed, like, meticulously, like, perfect hair and everything. And then I was just talking about how impressive that was to me, and my friend, she was just like, I don't know, it just seemed like she was dressing older than she actually was. It wasn't very young and youthful, and I was like, I think we have a distorted perspective of what is young and youthful living in the Pacific Northwest, because it's like tattoos everywhere and Doc Martens and like ripped pantyhose and all this shit. I was like, if you go to DC, it's completely different, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, we have our own little culture here that just shelters us from so much.
Well, and in Georgia, I mean, the going out outfit right now is white jeans.
Oh, of course.
White pants. And then a top.
And high heels.
Yeah, and high heels. Yeah. And my friend posted a picture. She went out for somebody's birthday. Every girl, they didn't talk about it, but every girl showed up with white jeans and this a top. And it was just hilarious because I was like, that would never happen.
Right.
No, not more than.
No.
It's like fashion is just daring you to have a terrible time. Because there's not only the issue with heels, which I think we all experience
that. In Vegas,
because we're like, we're doing heels, and then all of us
we're miserable,
crippling ourselves home at the end of the night. But then white jeans, why? Mm-hmm. Why? You can't
I wear them because they are cute, but and it's my Georgia heritage coming out.
It's always jeans, it's always a pair of heels, and it's always like a nice shirt.
Yep.
It's like always in the Midwest, what everybody
going
wears
out.
About.
Going out.
Yeah. I got my fancy shirt on clearance at JCPenney. I'm going to go out with the town. Looking good.
So I want to hear about, I was working last night and I heard something wonderful that you were part of last night. These other two ladies got to, and did Charcuterie get to?
I missed go it. And I check was working.
Oh, no, okay.
I was the only one that
Okay.
Made it. So, listener, we're just going to catch you up. This is the first time you're hearing Stephanie Pirtle on Patio Pettino, but there is a lost episode.
Sorry.
We, like, covered a lot of ground that we had revelations. Like, there were tears.
Yeah.
We were all huddled together crying and hanging out, like, loving each other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We looked at each other's boobs and made sure they were all pretty. And
we took pictures. Yeah. We put them up. It's too bad you'll never see them.
Yeah, they're all lost.
They're all lost.
But Stephanie was at that time promoting her appearance on Chad Chat. And I don't know if you want to explain a little bit.
Chad Talks is this satirical version of TED Talks, and for those of you who aren't familiar, TED Talks are these lectures. It's like a conference, and they always speak about topics like education and innovation and science and technology and all that kind of good stuff. And so they're really easy to spoof or satirize because they have like these very specific genre restrictions. And anyway, Whitney Strieb, who is wonderful and brilliant and so funny.
Hungry Tiger.
Yes. And then Michael, they put together Chad Chats, the satirical version, and Whitney came up with the name Chad Chats, which I think is just brilliant.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so last night I presented at Chad Chats, and I played a character that was a vice president at Viacom. And I was the vice president of Community Rehabilitation Action Projects, or CRAP. And I was telling you about the ways in which Viacom intended to crap all over the United States. And so Viacom is offering a reality TV internship where families can enroll their child in our reality TV internships, and in turn we pay their family a middle-class income and health insurance. And so then I got all my friends together, and we made this movie, like pretending like they were parts of the program or everything. Thank you so much. And it was a lot of fun, and I learned how to edit movies for it, and it was just a really rewarding experience, and I had a really, really good time. It was a lot of fun. So we'll get a video up at some point for that. Maybe you guys can share it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we'd sure. like to share it.
It'll be months, though. It'll
it
be
was
a long time.
Really funny. So I got to go last night, and Stephanie did a great job enslaving the children of our nation.
Woo! And, like, Brooklyn, Grace's kid, Brooklyn, he's only 4, and, like, a lot of the footage that we used of him was, like, just things that he said naturally. You know, he's like, this is boring, just all the time. Like, he says that with everything, and, I don't know. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really, really well put together thing. And how often does it happen in Portland?
I think quarterly.
Yeah.
Quarterly, and it happened at the Jack London Bar, which is inside the Rialto downtown. And Rialto has a bunch of pool tables, so you gotta go play pool and go see a good show. But I wonder when we'll outgrow that venue, because it was standing room only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big space, too.
It fits 243, but we couldn't have had... I don't know if we had a hun. No. There's maybe like 80.
Yeah,
50.
I don't know. There were way more than 50.
Yeah?
There were way more than 50 people.
It was like really... It was really packed, because OPB on their website promoted it, and like I think the Willamette Weekly and all that good stuff, so...
Fantastic,
yeah.
And we love the Jack London because our good friend of the show, Carrie Carter, works there.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to give her a little plug. She's having an all-male review show there.
No.
Friday, August 31st.
That's my birthday.
Someone's getting a birthday.
She
promises
that it's not going to be cheesy and only sexy.
I
can't wait.
I'm going to request
it. Oh, that's my... That'll be right after my birthday. Maybe I'll do that.
Belated birthday.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So we should promote that.
Olivia and I are birthday buddies, only 3 days apart.
We are.
I will be...
Are you Virgos?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to be headed to Seattle for Bumbershoot, but we'll have to maybe drive up late.
The Jack London Bar has like really cool events all the time.
Yeah, they
great
do
events.
History thing. The Carrie Carter Show is going to be there Thursday the 29th. And I think there's going to be a triathlon, and so I like to help Carrie with the show. So she told me what the events are, and then I got really mad because one of them I could fucking win.
So it's a show, but it's a triathlon, or is that just this version?
It's a variety show, so kind of like the...
On this one, there's going to be a triathlon where people can enter, and then there are 3 challenges. And 2, I'd probably do okay on, guys.
When is this? Does she still need competitors?
Yeah.
I
think you could be good at some of them. The Thursday the 29th.
I should just add her on
Wednesday.
Thursday the 30th, yeah.
Oh, guess who's off and could do that?
Oh, this would be great. Happy competing.
And I think that for more information, I feel like or at least once upon a time, Jack London focused more on Facebook. So just check out Jack London Bar on Facebook for details. I don't think they do so much on their actual website.
Thank
so check
you,
Facebook
Olivia,
for that.
For pulling that up. All right, so online dating stories. If
there
this
we
is
go.
Gonna be
you email me her thing.
The online episode. If you have questions, her email is Carrie at CarrieCarter.com.
C-A-R-I.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, world, you have Carrie Carter's email.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So
yes, 9 mutual friends.
Got her.
So that's my only update, is that I'm online with no updates.
Fantastic.
Patsy.
Updates.
Yeah.
We're back to updates. Updates. What are my updates? My crush Facebook friended me.
Oh.
Which I'm so excited by. And, of course, I've been stalking him. And, yes, he used to have a girlfriend, but she doesn't show up these days.
Oh.
Of course, he now lives in New Zealand, so.
Well.
Anyways.
So not local. Exactly.
Other updates are just before this show, I was out with a guy that I went on a blind date with.
Uh-huh.
And we met up again just to hang out again. And I really like him. He's very fun. I don't know if I'm... I have a good time with him. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know, though. We will see. It may be coming to an end. I think I want more than I'm getting from dates.
And it's kind of like, oh, well, when do I just demand what I deserve? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to settle.
So you are looking... what I guess my question is, how do you determine, like, how soon in do you know that this person is not what you want? Or is there a period of a few days where someone has an opportunity to surprise you or show you more? Or
that's what I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying with this guy because I think we do have a lot in common. But I think part of the problem is I'm not feeling at all what I have felt with other people. Like, that super just like, oh my God. But of course, how did that work out for me?
Right.
The oh my God, this is
and how
amazing.
How long did that oh my God take with the other people? Was it instantaneous? Was it something?
I mean, one of them it was instantaneous. The other one, it took a while of hanging out a bit to figure that out. And so that's what, like, you know, every other relationship, I probably knew them for a bit, and then that developed.
Tell me more about what this oh my God moment is. Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, part of this, I've confused myself in that I met up with ex Shiny Penny.
Oh, Shiny Penny.
And so we went and had dinner
this
together.
This is Cassie's big ex. Like,
yeah.
Longest? Well, not the longest relationship, but you were living together, pretty serious.
Yeah.
And biggest jerk. Also,
yes.
Biggest
yes.
jerk.
Yes.
I'm just going to
And
call
so
him.
I will
yeah.
say, in this meetup, he said, you know, I'm really selfish. You're the only person I feel comfortable saying this to. And he, like, told me exactly everything I knew about him and why I don't like him. And he said it to my face and just looked at me and was like, it's not going to change. But, you know, meanwhile, he's extremely charming. Oh, you're, like, the skinniest I've ever seen you. You look fantastic. You know, just... And then just the electricity between us. I'm like, okay, you know what? It's out there. It's going to happen with somebody else. I know you are completely, it's not here. You're telling to my face that it's not here. But it reminded me that it's out there and I can feel that again. So
right.
I shouldn't just settle for somebody that, you know, that I'm having I'm having good conversation with and that it's fun. But
that you could be a friend with.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, that's so, because it's like, there was this guy, and he, like, broke my wall down. Like, he had wrote me these really nice letters, and I was like, I just don't feel that way about you or whatever. But one time he just broke down for me and was telling me that all these things that he liked about me that I wanted somebody to like about me, and that meant, I don't know, and I just gave him a shot, and it's just like I couldn't make it work, you know what I mean? Like, I can't make myself like him more than...
Right.
He liked me way more than I liked him. It's just not fair.
It's not fair to him.
Well, and I knew a couple. They're divorced now. And when they...
I like that we giggle.
We're like, well, of course
they are.
And when they... It's interesting because when they... Because I was really good buddies with both of them. And so when they separated... you know, one of them was really, he was way more into her and in love with her, but she didn't really reciprocate. But what she told me was, she said, you know, before I met him, I was the one that was in love with somebody else, and it wasn't reciprocated, but he just sort of stayed with me because he liked me and we were friends and all that. But and she's like, and I never wanted that to happen again. I never wanted to be on the, I love you, but you don't feel the same way as me in the relationship. And so when I met this guy, you know, I really do love him as a friend and all that.
Right.
But I knew he was crazy about me, and so I grabbed it and hung on to it because I didn't want to be in that situation that, like, I'm the one that, you know, cares more.
Because
that's got to hurt. I mean, they both suck, you know, because she really cares about him, you know.
Yeah.
And so, God, that just fucked. Can't everybody just, like... Can't you find someone that you like the same?
I know.
Because it sucks for everyone.
I don't know if it exists.
He got mad at me, like, because I ended it, and what I was trying to tell him was, like, look, like, I don't mind doing this casually, but, like, I know that I don't, that's not what you're looking for out of all this. It's not the casual. So if you think you can do the casual, then yeah, but I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm not seeing this go the same place that you do. And then I was like, look at this other girl. Like, I had seen him talking to this other girl. I was like, she seems really into you. Like, she seems genuinely, and I was like, you should go ask her out. And he got mad at me for A, recommending that, and I guess maybe that seems kind of, but I didn't mean it that way. No, I mean, we're just in the same, like, area. And so he got mad at me at that, and then he's like, and why did you even say yes? And I was like, because you broke me down. Like, you wrote me the letter, I told you no. Like, you
because
asked
you
me out again.
Because you wanted to give him a chance.
I told you no. And then finally you give me this soliloquy about, like, how much, you know, like, you like me and stuff, and I gave you a chance. And if you're going to put yourself out there like this, you have to be open to getting your heart broken a little bit. Because, like, I can't, I mean... I did it the best I could. I saw where this was going, and it wasn't matching with what you needed, and I ended it, and I tried to do it in as positive and constructive way as I knew how.
And I applaud you for your honesty, because that's going to be hard to say.
Let's talk about ending.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and what I'll say really quickly, though, it feels really great when someone said into you.
It does.
After a period where no one's into you, or you're into people and they're not into you, it just feels good, and it's an ego boost. It makes you feel better about yourself. Like, oh, wow, I am kind of funny. Or, and I don't have a ton of self-doubt and stuff. I have really good friends. I have a decent job. Like, there's not a lot. But just to have someone come by and notice it and appreciate, and you can see
you need
that, like, seeing someone's eyes, like, they're just excited to be with you. They're excited when you show up. Like, that feels really good. And it's hard to be like, I know that you really care about me and think I'm great, but sorry.
I mean, like, a selfish person would just keep leading them along and using
for their vanity
it and
or
milking
whatever.
It for the self-esteem and then, like, leave them for somebody they like better. Whereas I could just end it now because I see that you're going to get your heart broken worse if we drag this out 3 months. Like, or I don't want to make it Facebook official because, like, I don't see this going anywhere. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I had this, there's this guy, my freshman year of college, left me, like, this little anonymous love note. It was, like, a section from something he read for lit class and a roast. And I found out who it was later or whatever. He just, and I never would date him in a million years, but he just messaged me the other day on Facebook to say, I just want to let you know that you are getting more beautiful with age, and you're, I don't know another woman I could say that about. And it's like, that's what, and I told my roommate that, and he's like, whoa, that's like some serious words. I was like,
yeah.
I'm a fan club. But then, like, you show a picture of it, and it's just like, I would never work in a million years. You know what I mean? Like, that, I get these love notes from people I could never see myself dating.
Right.
You know? And why can't you see them dating?
Sometimes.
See yourself dating them, yeah. We know what you meant.
Oh, good. Everyone can. I think I attract
really, like, timid guys. Since I'm a female comedian, and I've always been like this before comedy, where I'm just kind of a more aggressive, louder, not aggressive dating-wise, but just opinionated and... And so I can be very intimidating, and I get that from my OkCupid profile, too. And I think I attract timid guys that like the idea of dating a more, like, overpowering. But I don't want to date a timid guy. Like, I like that Midwestern, like, I'm going to take you and dip you down and, like, give you a kiss or something like that. And,
like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want, like, a man.
I want a man. Because, like, I've always, like, my phobia, I've always been so tall and, like, I just want, like, a big, tall guy to make me feel like a little lady. That's stupid, right?
No.
That's so stupid. Like,
no, my last boyfriend was a bigger guy, and I loved it. Made me feel tiny.
And I'm not a tiny person. Yeah.
I am a short person, and I still, like, weigh over 6 foot, but that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's almost at that point, like, Funhouse. Differences.
I do like tall guys. I just found out on OkCupid you can filter by height. That's good to know. I don't know. There's
but guys, the most likely thing they're going to lie about online is their height.
Really? That makes sense.
And I bet girls age.
Age, probably girls.
Yeah.
But guys is height. Because I've ran into a couple already where I'm like, why?
Well, and Virginia told the story of...
Oh, really? She went on Davidson.
Someone said they were like 6'2", and she's like, I'm 5'10", and you're shorter than me. I don't think...
And I don't wear heels to a first date on purpose, because I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
I think I'd be all right.
I just never wear heels because it'll make my legs hurt or my feet hurt.
Well, I think as far as ending it, so the first guy I dated after I separated from my husband. He was a super nice guy, super funny, really cute, really fun, but just wasn't kind of intellectually challenging for me. But I was like, I haven't dated anyone, and, you know,
He was cute and fun.
And, like, 15 years, so I'm just gonna try it, you know, and everyone was like, just go for it. And I could see him falling for me more than I was falling for him, but I was just like, listen, I'm 5 minutes out of the marriage.
He came along at the wrong time.
Like, there's no way, and he was sure he could wait me out, and then it started to affect the performance in the bedroom.
For him?
Yeah, for him, because he's just like, I'm just so afraid if I tell you how I really feel, you're going to leave.
You just did
now's
tell me how you feel.
Leave.
You just said it,
now's
didn't you?
You didn't even have to say it.
Now I know.
I can read the signs loud and clear. You know, like, this is, like, it was such a, in his head, he knew so much that this wasn't going to work and that he couldn't really, like, have me, that it just didn't. So I had to be like, I'm sorry, you know, this didn't work.
Do you watch Louie?
Yeah,
someone just told me about this tonight.
Oh, it's such a good... And like,
I need
so
to watch it.
There's that one lady who played his wife in Lucky Louie, that Pamela, what's-her-face, and she's like, likes her, and she's just so blunt and beautiful. She's just like, I don't like it like that. It's fine. You know, like,
yeah,
really
yeah.
crash. And so he's at the airport, and he's like, but I can wait for you. And she's like, no, I'm going to move to Paris. Like, don't. And
to be
so,
with the father of my children.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Don't and wait.
Don't wait. Don't, do not wait for me. And then she goes up the escalator, and she's like, wait for me. And he's like, wait for you? Like, and he confuses it. And then he's just like this sad man, like, just like, oh, wait, I'll wait for
straws.
You.
Yeah.
Grasping at something that he knows. But, like, girls do that all the time. I mean,
oh,
it makes
God.
Me feel better knowing that guys do that, because...
Yeah.
I think we all, I just wish guys, yeah.
And it was tough because, I mean, that was someone who, if he could have kept that in check, would have been just, like, so much fun
to hang
like,
out
he had such a fun group of friends. Like, I had a really good time with him, but it was just, like, he couldn't maintain that casual level.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I didn't feel like it was fair, even though, like, he would have been fixing my car and, like, building me things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just so eager to do anything, and I just was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't keep this going. But
that's really good of you,
though.
That's
because we're good people.
I know.
You are.
Yeah.
I like
it.
Like,
I know.
She made this face.
It's just, you know, like, that's just a tough situation.
It is
I know
tough.
He would have said, let's just keep it rolling. And it's like, oh, no. So I did have to
That's
end
really,
it.
I mean, that took a lot of balls for you to stop that.
Yeah.
That would have been really hard
to
stop somebody that was doing all of that and that you had something going, something there, but you just knew it couldn't develop beyond that. But you, at least you...
He was never going to be my boyfriend. I was never going to fall in love.
But you liked
with him
and you had things, you had fun and things in common.
But that's my thing. There are people out there who will do that, and they will lead that person along because they are so insecure in themselves that they need that reassurance. And
or maybe they
mean,
think, well, I'll just keep him there, and then when I find someone I really like, then I'll end it.
Like,
well,
I think
he'll
people
be so
do that.
Sad if I break up with him.
No, well, I think that people do it subconsciously or, like, quite consciously. They're like, I am keeping this person as a placeholder because I need something to fall back on. Like,
and
I
can't be alone, you know? Some people just can't be alone.
Yeah.
It'll be boring.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I don't have it. And,
yeah.
For
and
me, that's just what I use my friends for. You're all placeholders.
Oh, it's good to have these relationships.
You know, it's just like I have really good, strong friendships.
Mm.
So it's just like
I don't need a placeholder.
Person, you know, like...
That's what the dildo is.
Quite literally.
I mean, I have people to go to the movies with. I have people to go out to eat with. I have people to call when I'm like...
People to travel with. People
right.
that... Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I feel the same way. And I'm dealing with trying to let somebody go that probably likes me more than I like him.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I've never been on... This is my first time on this... And now it's bringing up everything that I've been through as the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see why, like, they just stopped calling. It's way easier.
Yeah, it is.
Than actually, like, saying something.
But it's so brutal for the person that's having the strong feelings. It's brutal.
To just have it stop.
To have it continue.
Oh, yeah.
When it's never going
to
happen.
Well, but to not have an answer, too, it's, like, kind of rough. And then, like, I understand the propensity for it, but, like, I had this one guy, he was, like, stops me. He's like, maybe we can hang out sometime. I'm like, not nonchalant. And then trying to just, like, pretend like it didn't happen at all. And he makes me stop. He's like, no, Stephanie, seriously, I really like you. I want to go on a date with you. And he made me reject him to his face. Like, and it was like, I had to be, and I was just like, I'm really sorry. Like, I just don't see this happening. He goes, but why? Like, and he kept pushing. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't feel that spark. What am I supposed to say? I'm like, you can't put sentences together. Like, you, like, have, you know what I mean? Like, no, we're never going to date. Like, do you really want me to say, like, what I actually do not like
about you?
You're a big
dum-dum.
Yeah.
You're a big dum-dum.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's.
It's mean. Like, you're putting,
he doesn't really want to hear that.
No,
you know?
I don't think he does. I don't think he does. And I don't understand why I put
because
someone
it's not
in a spot.
Like something he can fix. It's not advice like, oh, it's the way you dress. If you dress differently, then maybe, you know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you're not
he
right.
Can make your mouth closed.
Yeah. Oh, man. And my ex-boyfriend, we might still be together if he could fucking do that.
And that's something I will take corrective action on. I'll be like, you.
He wants me to quit smoking for him, and I've since quit smoking despite, like, after our breakup, but, like, he wants me to quit smoking for him, but he can't stop chewing with his mouth. He's 6'5", and he's a huge guy, and he's like, I'm sorry, my mouth's just small. I was like, your mouth is not too small, you put too much food in there. Like,
you can take small bites, my friend.
You look very weird with a very small mouth.
He says his mouth is too small,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
For chewing with your mouth open.
People of the world, your listeners.
Yeah, don't even try it, fellas.
There's no excuse.
The title of this episode.
Gum, popcorn, any of it. Just shut your goddamn mouth.
Well, gum is not nearly as bad because you're not seeing chewed up food and grossness in there.
No, gum is worse because people who eat with their mouth closed often chew gum for, like, there's people I know in the world that I love dearly that when they chew gum, I'm just like, I don't want to be your friend.
Get away from
I don't want to be your friend.
I hate
don't care.
You.
Like, who will say, do you have gum and I'll have it in my purse and I'll say no.
Well, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think the problem with the gum is the sound.
Yes.
But the problem with chewing with your mouth open
is the sound. I've never had a visual. I've never cared about the visual.
If I was blind, I wouldn't care if somebody chewed with their mouth open.
Really? You could stand that?
I don't want to see anybody's chewed up food in their mouth.
Sound.
I can have. Yeah.
Okay. Charcuterie's going to love
me. Minnie is punching her.
I'm noise sensitive. I'm sound sensitive.
I can avert my ears.
Do we need more beer?
Yes, I wrote it down, but I didn't get it in the glass. I'm gonna have to look.
You snapped it.
Four Loko.
Ooh.
Four Loko.
Four
Loko's all around, please.
She likes the cherry mixed with the grape.
The artisan brand.
It's on the tap. Frozen.
Organic Four Loko, please.
And can I grab a Rogue Rebel AP?
Beard. Freshly beard.
I think we were talking about boys or something, probably.
What?
We're talking about how to break up.
Probably.
So I would just say honesty, like it's hard, but I think everybody kind of knows when you're getting bullshitted, and that doesn't feel good either.
No.
And don't leave the false hope if
it
feels like, well, maybe, you know, but then you don't want to have that hope if someone doesn't want to be with you. Then you just feel like an asshole if you're like, hey, so I know you said maybe we could hang out, there's a movie, and then they're just like, nobody wants to be that person that gets that noise, that a text message, or like, this girl won't leave me alone, or like, oh, yeah, this guy's texting me again.
I think I give some people that impression because I'm so busy, so then I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing this podcast today, and then I'm doing Chad Chats this day, and, like, I have all these things going on, and then I had to, like, tell this one guy, I was like, I'm sorry, I do this to a lot of people, like, it's not you, and then he's like, that makes me feel a lot better, but... Yeah, I do it unintentionally sometimes, but you can't grasp onto that straw that they're doing it unintentionally. Like, I think a lot of times it's...
Right, no, sometimes it's legit, but I think after a breakup, Like, yeah. If you really don't want to see that person again, then that's when you have to be extra sensitive, not to be like, well, maybe sometime. You know, you're like, you don't want that sometime to come. Don't let them think that that could happen.
Yeah. Like, I had this the best date I've ever had in my entire life from OkCupid, and the guy was perfect, and he wasn't that timid Pacific Northwest guy because he had just moved here from the Midwest. and he, on his profile, was just like, I meet people really easily, but like, since I just moved here, blah, blah, blah. And I like that idea of people that, you know what I mean, like, not the awkward or whatever. And it was just the best, like, he kissed me, like, I didn't, you know what I mean? And the Pacific Northwest guys never do that, it doesn't feel like. And it was such a good date. I was like, I cannot process understanding a world where that doesn't result in a second date. And then we went on the second date, and it was like an afternoon thing. And I don't know. I guess I just didn't impress him. He just didn't, like, the first day, he was asking me all these questions about me. And then the next day, it's like he was hardly interested in me at all. And I had to spark all the conversation. Yeah. And I was just like...
You just wonder what happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
Like, do I look that much different? Because, I mean, like, I still had makeup, not full makeup on during the day date the way I would on the night date. But, I mean, like, I don't know. Was I hiding my one flaw better than the first night?
Right, but then if that's what it was, it's kind of superficial. And I think that's why I put the, like, not the best pictures of me up. Because I'm like, if someone is going to say no based on, like, oh, my hair's not done in this one or whatever, then that's not a person I really need to...
Well, let's just hear a couple of your favorite messages.
Yeah. I have a really good one. Okay, hold on. This is from... I put my bad messages on my OkCupid profile so that the guys messaging me can see...
Oh, no.
...the bad stuff I get.
Don't do this.
And I put their, like, screen name on it and the timestamp. Okay.
Whoa. That's crazy. Do you get more reaction from this, or like more?
Who knows? I've been told by a couple guys that I seem kind of intimidating on my profile. But
because then they're scared you're gonna post their messages.
Well, they should.
It's kind of like guys scared to date us if they find out that we have a podcast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't believe it. I wish I could do a pseudonym right now and tell you about, like, some many other things that are going on, but. Maybe, but my voice will already be on there, and I kind of want to promote them.
Whatever. You'll have a cousin, maybe that'll come on our show.
Yeah.
Let's read this message, because this is fan.
Bethany Turtle.
Yeah, Bethany Turtle.
Bethany Turtle.
I can't wait for you. She sounds like a gem.
Okay. This person messaged me May 5th at 1:10 a.m. You do comedy? That's rad. I've had people tell me that I should do that. But I don't think I'd ever have the courage. I admire that. Emoticon, smiley face. And my first reaction, because I get
what's his name?
For anybody on OkCupid, it's called Surfing Waves. But it's, no, Surfing E-Waves. So Surfingewaves. And then I have a pet peeve about that message, because it's just like, yes, I do comedy. And then all these guys will just be like, I've always wanted to do that. I'm like, then do it. Like, why are you...
Like, oh, it's so easy. Anybody could just pick up and do it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Or it's just like, go put your...
Yeah, I do comedy.
Yeah, go. Why don't you go put your neck on the line and go do it? You know what I mean?
How are you supposed to respond to that? Mm. He's not asking
you
anything.
And I think it's also this assumption that, like, I make my friends laugh so I can do comedy, you know?
It must be so easy.
It's just like, it is not. I studied writing in college, and like, yeah, I'd like to write, but I don't have the time and the energy to dedicate to it. I know it's not just like, I kind of like words, so I should be a writer, you know? Yeah. It's like, no, it's a craft. It's a thing that you have to work at. Like, I don't have hours a day to just like, or I'm just going to do that, you know? It's not like... Well, yeah, sometimes I'll write essayed sentence. I should be a writer. Yeah.
My friends think I'm brilliant.
You know,
My friends think I'm a philosopher.
Because you do a good Stifler impression.
Yeah.
You should be a
comedian. Right. Like, you're the life of the party, and I think sometimes those people are, like, the worst, the worst at like being a comedian because right. they just are only they're used to their friends laughing at everything they say. It's right. not a matter of like actually constructing a joke or anything. Like
right,
that.
Right.
Okay, so go on to some of your other messages.
So I was at a party when I read this. We were sitting around a fire and I was sarcastically replying to people who had messaged me, and I decided that the message I had crafted for this person was too mean, and so I deleted it and decided not to send it. And then 45 minutes later, the first message came at 1:10 a.m. He sends me this at 1:53 a.m. And he goes, "I don't know why I'm not worth a response to you. I'm supposed to impress you somehow. Doesn't that speak against the fact that you're, quote, bad on at hitting on people? So am I. Nor do I find anyone worth my energy to try that hard. It's insulting. When I message you, I expect equal respect. Yes, you're a woman. Yes, you get billions of messages on here. But I'm not some douche, creep, or ugly for that matter. I'm actually pretty fucking cool, funny, and attractive. Maybe you should rethink your filtering system. Just a thought."
And that's 45 minutes after he had sent the first one.
He saw that I looked at his profile at 1 in the morning, and they got mad at me because I didn't immediately respond. And
You responded, "I'll see you Friday at 7.
Yeah, at the Applebee's on I-5 in Hillsborough.
Yes, yes.
But I heard they have the perfect margarita. I'm on it. They do. It's a very good margarita.
Let's make it $5.45 half price appetizer.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so this guy messaged me twice. Opal Creek 1. I ignored both messages. And then he wrote, "If you just want to intercourse each other, I'm real good sex person. I know all the different positions."
Intercourse each other. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Do you think he's still online?
He wants
Do you think
to
I can still date him?
Wait, let's
he
look
wants
for him.
To make
Opal Creek 1.
Can we search for him?
Right. I blocked him.
Oh.
He
doesn't
because I like messaged him and I was like, "What makes you think that'll work?" And then he called me a crazy bitch and we called the other day.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on.
I like that some of them respond and be like, "No, really, come on. Did you really think that's
gonna
work?
You think that'll work?
You just want to help
it's kind of
like a public education.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like,
we're doing PSAs here.
See how high he is on your enemy list.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to look into surfing e-waves, too.
Yeah.
See how high he is on your enemy list.
Here's a good message I got. "So now that you are about to read the best message ever sent to you."
Good one, bro.
"I should warn you, I'm known for breaking hearts, loving puppies, going on adventures, and giving amazing hugs. I see you've had some adventures of your own. So great job there." No comma. There should have been a comma. "I guess the others come with time." Smiley face. "Pop quiz. Would you rather have 2 goldfish-sized dolphins or a puppy-sized panda? This test might be graded, so no pressure." "P.S. I claim copyright on that question, so you can't use it until I sign a release."
He is
trying way too hard. Lord, love him. Bless your heart,
God
sir.
God bless him.
Trying way too hard.
Wow.
Yikes.
These people.
Do you think he just has, that he spent a lot of time crafting that one, and he just sends it to everyone?
I think it's a form email.
Did you respond to that one?
No.
Yeah.
And I don't respond to most of these. And, there's just too many people on there. And I've gone on a couple dates and they're just, I don't know. Like, if you pick based on height, that's shitty. But, if you go, the profiles all say the same thing. Like, your number one enemy will say the exact same thing.
They all say the same fucking thing.
Absolutely.
And this is why I'm,
I can't search.
I just want to do Skype. Like, from now, because anybody's picture, it doesn't mean shit.
Ooh, interesting.
Chat roulette?
I think that's what we're
on. Watch people jacking
off. There's no quality people. I know that. I'm just... get off on watching men masturbate.
The other thing is, what's crazy is that you'll get on chat roulette, and then there'll be, fucking, 17-year-old boy on there, and that's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
That's uncomfortable.
It's pedophilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Log back in a year, buddy.
So, I work in a school, and I work in an elementary school.
Oh, you did not find a student.
No, but we had high school staff working in our program this summer. So I'm driving away, and I pass the high school, and I see two boys waiting for the bus stop across the street from the high school. And I look at this kid, and I can't tell if he's one of my staff members or not, because mm-hmm. I didn't work very closely with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kind of, like, looking at me.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, smile and wave to him, and then as I'm driving away, I'm like, I don't think he was one of my staff members, so I just smiled and waved at a 16-year-old boy waiting for the bus stop, and then I was like, I know, that's so bad. I'm like, oh, I hope he doesn't see me back at the school. Like, that's
dude, we need to not put
like,
we need to not put this on the podcast, because that's, like, statutory rape. Like, that's almost the same thing.
Where it's just like, if he was my staff and I didn't wave, then that's a terrible thing, because I'm like, you're not worth noticing.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, Oh, God.
You feel so dirty. I'm not supposed to notice you. I have some friends from high school, and she has a son. He's like 3 now, maybe. And I was like joking about how she's raising him as my husband. Like, she's going to breed him for me and teach him how to do the dishes.
Yeah. I have those jokes, too, with my friends' children.
So I was like, how's my husband coming? Is he good?
Good.
Should probably.
All right, so Green Dragon. I love this.
Patio is amazing.
Yeah.
I will give a caveat. When I got here, Patsy was at the bar. And how long did it take you to get a drink at the bar?
It took me probably 5 minutes. But a guy that came in had been here 4 times, and 3 out of the 4 times he had never been served.
And I sat at the bar with Patsy, giving people
ten minutes, and they ignored us
for about 10 minutes, and then we decided to come out to the patio. Instant service on the patio. So this might be one of those cases where go out to the patio and get a table, but people just in and out, walking by.
I've seen like 4 servers at least dedicated to serving the patio. But like they do come kind of few, and I don't know if they're understaffed or.
Or if they just don't feel like they need to.
Yeah. So Green Dragon is a beer bar.
But to be fair, I haven't been without drink much.
Yep. They have 50 beers on tap.
They do have liquor. They
had a s'mores beer that was so good. Yeah.
And the patio is gigantic.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
It's beautiful. And shaded and sun.
Giant cow on
shaded
it.
Shaded and
there
sun.
There is a giant cow that's asking for
there
it.
There are smaller picnic tables, but also big picnic tables, so if you wanted to seat yourself at a large picnic table, then maybe you'll meet
and
people.
And some of it is fully
there's
covered.
A video game garage.
Yeah.
There's a whole garage full
like
of video
that.
Games. It's like a little mini arcade back here.
I
that's really cool.
I will say I'm a little disappointed on the opportunities for love here.
It's more couple-y,
Earlier this year, I had decided that summer meant beer and beer meant boys.
Right.
And so I thought for sure if I went where the beer was, I'd find the boys.
Right.
And it's not the case.
Where you find middle-aged people who have 2 incomes and then they can afford to eat out all the time.
Yeah. Where are the boys? I found them at the beer fest.
Apex is pretty
Apex,
good.
Yeah.
Migration, we haven't been there yet,
no,
but we should.
What about Burnside Brewery? Have you guys
been? Yep. I like that place.
All right.
Another thing I like about this patio is that it's almost like these pretty walls. It's like you're even though it's right on Belmont or is it Morrison?
Yeah.
It's you're not you know, I mean, even though it's right on the corner,
you're
not really looking at the cars whizzing
you're
right
absolutely
by.
Right. It's
so
really
close.
Pretty
it's got
out
a
here.
Nice little closed off feeling to it.
It's really
and pretty
it
lights.
Reminds me of like the patio at Porcano and Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty with the lanterns and the lights and the trees.
I'm going to give a pinkies up for this
one.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, and, like, our server back here has been amazing. He's been a very good person. We like him very much.
He has, that's true.
But watch out for the service at the bar.
I mean, bar was pinkies down because I never got a drink.
Talking to that guy, so I met a guy at the bar who goes across the way, but it's probably too late, but he goes dancing every Friday in that building. And I just struck up a conversation with him, and he was like, yeah, it's funny, I'm in here for the 3 out of 4 times I've not been served. And I was like,
that is so...
And I just watched it. And
that
and
is
we
a
just
horrible
watched,
record.
Because they don't even...
Yeah,
they don't even acknowledge, oh, I'll be right with you.
Right.
They just...
Because I'll stay. If I get that, I'll stay.
They purpose... I've watched them so many times purposely, like, look down.
good bartenders have like this way of like keeping track of lines in their head.
Yeah.
Like they can see when someone came and who's new and who's been there longer.
All you have to do is acknowledge a person.
Right.
And just
be right with you.
Mm-hmm. And then.
I mean, I'll wait 10, 15
And even
minutes.
If they forget someone else, whatever, and if they just, if mm-hmm. they come back and then they come back and they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when they finally come, they're like, I'm so sorry. You know, mm-hmm. that goes along.
And then just give me some attention.
Yeah.
Give me some, that's what I said to my last date. Rom-Toms was really bad. I sat there for like a good 15 minutes before a waiter came back around. And like, I have a big problem with any place that doesn't put the name of their establishment on their building. Like, that's kind of a pet peeve of me. Like, the Grain and Gristle, like, they had amazing food. But come on, G&G, seriously? Like,
yeah. I do like Rom-Toms, but that's the place where I order at the bar before
yeah.
I go out to the patio. Cause
their service is... But, like, who doesn't put the name of your...
But I will say, if listeners go back, our service at Rom-Toms was amazing. We got free shots.
Aaron there.
And she came on the show, and then I proceeded to go to a work function...
Trash.
Because the free shots hit me on the way there.
I proceeded to go to a birthday party and let Sharky and Olivia out of the cab and said, never mind, please take me home. And they made it inside my house and instantly just threw up everywhere.
So we've had fantastic service.
Fantastic service.
Well, to be fair, it was dead when we were there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We did get great service, but I think we were the only
ones. That is a very good point.
Avoid Rom-Toms on a Friday and Saturday night. It's...
Yeah.
Unless
they
you
that.
Love a huge crowd, and you
they
don't mind
have
waiting
the $5 PBR shot deal, don't they? Isn't that like all the time?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why the OkCupid date was the reason I went there. And he worked for OPB, and I was like, I like that. I always love public broadcasting, but he's the worst kisser ever, and I was like, can't do it.
No.
So, what's your percentage of kissing on the first date?
It depends on if they're ballsy enough to.
Will you move in?
I think I'll put maybe some signal. It depends, though. I think overwhelmingly most of my OkCupid dates, it's like, we're never going to kiss. I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen. Like, vehemently, like, no.
I'll make sure that there is, like, 3 feet of space. It's like a high school prom.
A very chaste peck. Yeah, but I think on the good OkCupid dates that I have, the kisses come that date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Pinky's up for Green Dragon.
Pinky's up for
Green
Dragon.
Right.
And Pinky's up for Stephanie Pearl.
Yes.
Fun, if not better, it's around.
I think we did better.
Someday we'll find the lost episode.
Stephanie, where can we find you?
Oh.
More of you.
I just closed this. I will be doing a showcase at Helium, and it is going to be in September on the 12th. And it's for the Seattle Comedy Competition. I won't get in that competition. I'm not worried about that. But if you want to come see a good show, because it'll be some good comedians. And for anybody listening in Eugene, I'll be playing at the Oak Street Speakeasy. It's always the last Wednesday of every month, and so in September it'll be the 26th. And that's, I really believe that's genuinely one of the best showcases in all of Eugene. So,
nice.
I really love that. And then October 18th, I should be at the Hawthorne Hideaway. That's, and I think Christine Levine will be there, but I don't know. We'll find out. But
on the interwebs, where can we find you?
Oh, at Steph Pirtle, and on the Twitters, at STEPH. Turtle, P as in Papa, URTLE, like turtle, only with a P.
And if we remember,
my cousin's name is Bethany Turtle, which is awkward.
I can't wait to hear her story. I really can't wait.
I've heard she's got some good ones, too.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening
again.
Thank you,
Bethany Turtle. Cheers, everyone.